Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
Tonight, it will be another interesting but curious and intriguing night on the presidential debate trail. And CNN's Don Lemon is hosting the Facebook portion of the debate. Don, what does that entail?
It entails being on L.A. time or West Coast time, and I feel like I locked me out last night. That's what it entails. Really?
Well, what are people discussing? What are the top five issues?
Okay, so I'll talk to you about it. It entails getting a lot of research. Mm-hmm. So I sat down with Facebook, and it's Facebook and Instagram, which are two of the biggest social media sites out there. I mean, Facebook, arguably the most popular with billions of people. Watching the research and looking at what they have uncovered in the past couple of months is really, depending on it's scary for the Republicans and the Democrats. Because there's one person who dominates everything. But I'm going to start. I'll get to that. I want to talk to you about the topics, which may be surprising to some. Mm-hmm. And think about these topics and think about who raised them. The number, let's say, five topic is immigration. Number four, guns. Number three, homeland security and terrorism. Number two, Iraq, ISIS, Syria. And number one is religion. Religion. And who has been raising those topics?
Donald Trump.
By far the person that everyone is talking about more than anyone, exponentially among everyone in the race, including every Democrat and every Republican. If you combine them together, people are discussing him, having conversations around the country more. What is surprising, maybe surprising to a lot of people, is that race is not up there. So you look at what people are discussing. All of those things, race may be number 7, 8, 9 when it comes to what people are discussing.
But isn't race implied in some of those topics?
In some of the topics, immigration, race when it comes to Hispanics. But when you think about what's happening with the cops around the country, with African Americans, and the police shootings, the trial that's going on in Baltimore now, with the officer Daniel Holdsclaw, you would think that race would be a topic that would be higher. That's just in discussion, but it's not. That's a five, to me at least.
Okay, Don, how do the Democratic front runners stack up against the Republican front runners?
Okay, so these are the top five candidates right now. Number one is Trump, two, Hillary Clinton, three, Sanders, four, Cruz, five, Carson. So among all the candidates out there, everybody, all the voting public, those are the top five candidates. So if there were a matchup today, Trump and Hillary Clinton would go for it, according to at least the conversations, the heat index on the candidates, it would be Trump versus Hillary.
Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. A woman, a black, a Hispanic, and an idiot walked into a bar. And it's just...
Wow.
It's just...
Wow. So here's the thing that I want to tell you guys. So the debate is less than 11 hours away. The election is less than 11 months away. So when people ask, these are among not just Republican voters, this is a Republican debate, who wins the debate and who wins the election if it was held today? Surprisingly, it would be Marco Rubio. Don't ask me why, but that's from people who are polled among Facebook users. Marco Rubio, among voting public, this isn't just Facebook, among voters today, Marco Rubio, number two, Hillary Clinton, and number three, Donald Trump. The person to most likely beat Hillary Clinton is Marco Rubio.
And that's what they're counting on, that this will all go away, if not by the Iowa caucuses, certainly by New Hampshire, right?
By New Hampshire, but you don't have to win it. Most of the time, people who win, people keep saying,
they're not going to win Iowa.
The rest of it was Rick Santorum, and where is Rick Santorum now?
Trying to get back to the big table.
And look, for Jeb Bush, he's going to lose his big table status soon because he's barely polling, by the way.
Yeah, his brother is polling better than he is.
Not cutting it, man. Yeah. Just not cutting it. Make the family look bad.
So, Don, what are you handling tonight?
I'm doing Facebook. So I will, all those conversations, that's what I'm going to talk about. People on social media can see me. I can tell you how this research is done. And you got to see this new timeline that Facebook has. It's amazing that I'll be introducing tonight.
All right, we'll be watching tonight, Don. Thank you much.